I have an idea for today's show, Jonathan.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, let's trade clothes, then you'll look like me, and I will look like you.
交换衣服，可是 it'll take a long time.
Now, okay, let's just introduce today's show. So yesterday,
Edward and Tom, they traded clothes. 他们交换了衣服。
Right, so now Tom is the prince.That's what people think. And Edward is the poor boy.
结果现在呢大家认为 Edward 是乞丐而 Tom 是王子 But that's not true.
No, it's not. And it's bad now because Edward has a bad life. And Tom, he's the one that has all the money and the food and the princesses.
还可以跟公主们一起玩耍 That's nice.Play with the princes.
Yeah. Now, do you think they will trade their lives again?
I wouldn't want to, but we need to look at today's reading to find out.
Right.
Changing clothes, changing lives. Reading A.
Later, Tom's father found Edward.He beat Edward because he didn't bring any money home. But Tom's mother fed Edward, even though she had only a little food. Tom, at the same time, tried very hard to act like a real prince. He took every chance to learn good manners. He really had the time of his life.
Oh...Poor Edward, he is now homeless. 他现在是无家可归也。
Right, he's living on the streets. But Tom's father finds him and thinks Edward is Tom.
所以说 Tom 的爸爸呢就找到了 Edward, 以为他是 Tom. Well, that's good news. Now Edward has a home.
Yeah, he has a home, but it's not great news.Because Tom's father beat Edward because he didn't bring any money home. Now, when you beat someone, well, you hit them. But it's not just hitting them. You hit them a lot because maybe they did something bad or you are angry.
在这里呢 Tom 的爸爸找到了 Edward. 不过呢这可不是一件好事哦。为什么呢He beat Edward because he didn't bring any money home. 这里我们看到 beat 这个动词哦。Beat, 刚刚 Bill 有示范一下就是殴打的意思哦。它的三态呢是 beat, beat, beaten.
Sorry.
Beat, beat, beaten. 所以 Tom 的爸爸呢殴打了 Edward 因为哦他没有带任何的钱回家。
Now, you know, of course,It's not good to beat someone if they did something bad, right?
Right. 打人真的就是不好的。But there is good news Edward.
That's right. Because Tom's mother fed Edward, even though she had only a little food. So Tom's mother was nice. His father was not nice. When you feed someone, you give them food. So...I'm sure Edward was hungry. He was on the streets and he's used to delicious treats. And then his dad or Tom's dad beats him, but the mother gives him some food.
好险哦，后嘎仔，后嘎仔。虽然说被打，不过好在这一件事，怎样呢？这样 ，Tom's mother fed Edward, even though she had only a little food.这里呢我们看到 Tom 的妈妈是很慈祥的、哦、这里我们看到 feed 这个动词那 feed 就是喂食的意思三态是 feed, fed, fed feed, fed, fed 所以 Tom 的妈妈呢诶喂 Edward 吃东西虽然说他自己只有一点点东西可以吃而已 That's very nice of her But Bill, what's Tom doing right now
You said right now, because in our reading, it says Tom, at the same time, tried very hard to act like the prince. So, at the same time is telling us when Tom was trying to act like the prince. at the same time just means somebody is doing a thing when something else is happening. So when Edward is getting beat by Tom's dad, Tom is trying to act like a prince.
现在很惨，对不对？ Edward 呢正在被殴打，可是 Tom 在干嘛呢？哎，文章这里说 Tom at the same time tried very hard to act like a real prince. 这里呢我们看到 at the same time, at the same time 这个副词片语就是同时，而我们也有看到 act, act 这个动词就是扮演，所以说 Tom 同时呢他很尽力的扮演着一位真正王子的角色。
Right, you know, that's what an actor does. An actor tries to act or do the things that another person would do. So Edward, or no, Tom, wants to be like a real prince.
Right, 这里 Bill 呢提到了 actor 这个名词就是演员，因为我们刚刚已经提到了 act 这个动词扮演。So Tom, right now, he is like an actor. He's trying to be the real prince.
Right, and he does this. He took every chance to learn good manners. Ah, so Tom is, you know, he's there at the dinner table, and he's thinking, oh, I could learn good manners, so I will try. When you take a chance to do something, well, you do it because...You can. It's there. You don't say, nah, I don't want to try.
So I will take the chance now to explain. 这里我们看到 good manners. Good manners 就是好的礼仪。所以呢在这里 Tom 他把握每一个机会要好好学习正确的礼仪。
You know what would be good manners now?
Go to a break.
Yes, very good manners.
Changing clothes, changing lives. Reading B.
Tom wanted to be a prince forever, but he realized that he had riches, but his family had nothing. He began to miss them. Finally, he and Edward traded lives again. Edward learned that wearing beautiful clothes wasn't enough to become a good king.He should know more about his people. They both found the true king within themselves.
So Tom is just really happy right now. He is the prince.
Of course. He's rich. He has nice clothes. Don't forget the princesses.
Oh, 还有公主可以陪伴他一起玩。But he suddenly realized something.
Right, even though he wanted to be a prince forever, he realized that he had riches, but his family had nothing. Oh, because he's thinking of his family back outside the castle. They don't have anything. When you realize something, it means you all of a sudden understand. You're thinking, and then you say, oh,I didn't think of this. I understand this now. I'm here in the castle. My family's out there, and they have nothing. I have riches. So here, rich is a noun. It just means a lot of money. And my family doesn't.
Tom 呢，在这里其实人生是非常好过的，对不对？非常的华丽。Everything is so good. 然后呢 he wanted to be a prince forever. 想要永远当王子。可是突然间他发现了 He realized that he had riches But his family had nothing 这里我们看到 realize 这个动词就是发觉的意思而我们有看到 rich 这个名词在这里它是可数名词哦 riches 比如说金钱哦所以呢 Tom 发觉了诶他有很多金钱可是呢他的家人什么都没有 So TomMisses his mother now.
Right, he does. You know, I think I'm going to teach like you, Jonathan. Watch. So, Tom and Edward live each other's lives. But finally, he and Edward traded lives again. Now, when you trade with somebody, it means you give them yours and they give you theirs. So we could trade shirts. Here, though, they are trading their lives. So, Tom will go back to being Tom, and Edward will again be Edward, the prince.
Yes, yes, 这里呢，哈
，Tom 开始想家了。所以，我们就看到 ，finally, he and Edward traded lives again.
这里啊，我们看到 trade。Now trade 这个动词就是交换，所以终于啊 ，Tom 跟 Edward 又再一次的交换了人生，因为 Tom 在想家了。
Hey, we can show this in example, right? We'll trade pens.
Oh, okay, let's trade pens. 我们交换我们的笔。But Bill, now the two boys learned something. Stop playing with the pen.
Right.Edward learned that wearing beautiful clothes wasn't enough to become a good king.
Edward 在这里学到什么呢 ？Edward learned 好，然后后面加个子句，而这子句里头我们看到 wearing beautiful clothes， 这里呢这是动名词片语哦，当子句里头的主词，也就是身穿华丽的衣服。所以文章说 Edward 学到穿很漂亮的衣服，并不足够当一个好的国王。
Right, and Tom learned something also. He learned that there is no place like home. And this just means that home is important. Even if you have money, you have to remember your family.
而这里呢，最后啊，我们看到这个句子 ，They both found the true king within themselves.
Now, 这里我们看到 true 这个形容词啊 ，true 就是真实的、真正的。所以这个句子字面上的意思是，他们两个呢都在自我当中找到了真正的国王。言下之有就是什么金钱、衣服啊，这些都不重要、啊。你要懂得怎么替别人着想，这是最重要的。所以 Edward 呢，他要爱他的人民，而 Tom 呢，他要爱自己的家人。
Let's take a look at our word power words.
And give me back my pen.
Word power.
Monkey. What are you doing?
I'm acting like a monkey.
Oh, so I guessed the right answer.
Right.
Oh.
And I did it because it's one of our word power words.
It's not the first one.
Which we need to do now. First word power word is feed. Feed.
Feed 是个动词哦，喂养的意思。三态是 feed, fed, fed.
There is enough food.To feed a baseball team.
哇，有足够的食物来让整个棒球队都吃饱。Don't worry.
That's a lot of food for 9 people, right?
A mountain of food.
A mountain. Next word is act. Act.
Act 是个动词哦，行为表现或者是扮演。
You act like a superstar when you sing hip-hop.
哦，当你在唱嘻哈的时候，你表演得很像巨星
Superstar. Okay, the next word is riches. Riches.
Riches 在这里啊是个复数名词，财富的意思。
He has not only riches, but also a kind heart.
他不但有钱啊，而且呢还有好心肠。
And the last word today is true. True.
True 是个形容词，真正的，真实的。
The story sounds strange.But it's true.
这故事听起来怪怪的，可是是真实的。
Yeah, so it's a real story.
A ghost story, too.
Oh, yeah. We've got a couple more things for you. Don't go away. In mind.
Hey, Clayton, you know,
our friend Alan, he is so crazy about basketball.
Yeah, he sure is. Even though it was raining today, he played basketball outside.
啊，外面下着雨，他还跑出去淋着雨打篮球，真是太 crazy 哦。这里啊，我们先来看到 even though 这个连接词哦，它的意思其实跟 although 都非常的像哦。在中文里头，我们翻译成虽然怎么样怎么样，即使怎么样怎么样怎么样。所以刚才 Clayton 提到 even though it was raining, he played basketball outside。同样一个句子，我们也可以说成。Although it was raining, he played basketball outside. 即使外面下着雨，他还是跑出去打篮球哦。那这边要特别提醒，在中文里头，我们说虽然怎么样怎么样，但是怎么样怎么样。可是，在英文里头，一个句子里面只可以有一个连接词，所以千万不能前面又有 although， 后面又有 but 哦，那样是错的哦。记住了吗？看到了吗？
Changing clothes, changing lives.
Later, Tom's father found Edward. He beat Edward because he didn't bring any money home. But Tom's mother fed Edward, even though she had only a little food. Tom, at the same time, tried very hard to act like a real prince.He took every chance to learn good manners. He really had the time of his life. Tom wanted to be a prince forever, but he realized that he had riches, but his family had nothing. He began to miss them. Finally, he and Edward traded lives again.Edward learned that wearing beautiful clothes wasn't enough to become a good king. He should know more about his people. They both found the true king within themselves. Review time!
Let's do an easy one. You look tired.
Okay, yeah. Easy review time game. Fill in the blanks.
我们来做简单的填空题，请你呢把这些空格子给填起来。
Okay, three sentences. First one, I blank my dog three times a day.
I feed my dog three times a day. 我的狗一天喂三次。
Right, hungry dog. Second one, Andy is only 10, but...He tries to blank like a man.
这一题很好笑。Andy 只有十岁 but he tries to act like a man. 可是却要装男人。Oh yeah. Sorry.
Real manly. Okay, the last one. Health is much more important than blank.
Health is much more important than riches. 健康呢是比什么呢比金钱还重要的。
Right, because if you're happy...You're healthy.
Right.
Right.
Health is everything.
Right. We've got a few more things for you today. Actually, send that.
Living phrases.
I had the time of my life last Saturday.
Really? Did you take any pictures?
Sure, here they are.
Look at you in the pictures. Oh, you really did have the time of your life.
And this is my little sister riding the horse.
She looks like she's having the time of her life.
And my father had the time of his life too.
Yeah, he looks excited. But why don't I see any pictures of your mom?
Oh, she was busy doing other things.
What was she doing?
Well, she was taking pictures of us and carrying our bags.
I see. Well, I don't think she was having the time of her life there.
just for fun.
Okay, we have another proverb here, and it is about the city of Rome, 罗马. So Rome is a big, beautiful old city in Italy that has been around for a long time. So actually, we have some other proverbs about Rome. But what is this one about?
It says, Rome was not built in a day. Well, I mean, I guess that makes sense. You can't build a whole city in one day. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
No, I think it probably took years, even hundreds of years to build Rome. With all its big, beautiful old buildings, it was definitely not built in a day.
And Rome was a really special city. I know that a lot of our ancestors or older generations came from Rome, and, well, it's sort of like where cities even started. So, of course, it wasn't built in a day, but what does this proverb mean?
Well, this just means that you need to be patient. If you're going to build a city or do anything else that is going to be great, you need to take time to do it.
That's right. I remember, you know, I'm sure a lot of people listening are in school. Maybe you're studying for your exams or you have to write a story or a paper. Well, I know my mom used to say to me, Rome was not built in a day. You have to take your time and make sure you do everything well because you can't rush these things. If you go quickly, sometimes the best thing is not made. So take your time, relax, and remember, Rome was not built in a day.
You know, when I think of Rome, I think about buildings like the Colosseum, which is a big stadium where people used to go to watch all kinds of events, like people fighting and such things. And, you know, it's so big that thousands of people can sit in there. But yet, it's a very good quality. So I know that the people who made that building, they must have taken a really long time to make sure everything was perfect.
Yes, if you take your time and do something right, well, only good things can happen. I mean, the Colosseum is still there today, and it's an ancient city. It's so old.
Yeah, it's been there for like 2,000 years, and it's still standing. So everybody, remember when someone tells you Rome was not built in a day, they just mean that in the end, you can have something that is almost perfect.